You're listening to KEPJLPFM, Radio Esperanza, La Voz de la Gente, aquí en San Antonio, the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center. This is Maricela Barrera. I'm sitting here with Jolene Garcia. She is representing working Texans for paid sick time. We're going to have a conversation about this issue that's coming up, and it's pressing right here with the city of San Antonio. Welcome to Radio Esperanza, Jolene.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you for coming and talking to us about this issue. Okay, so working Texans for paid sick time. Okay, we got working people. We got people not getting paid for their sick time. So what's at stake here?
So right now, 354,000 workers in San Antonio lack paid sick time. Those are workers that are having to make a tough decision every day. They worry about getting sick. And a lot of us say sometimes, you know, I can't afford to get sick, you know, but the truth is there are 354,000 workers that really can't afford to be sick, because what happens is that they miss their hours at work if they stay home, because they're not going to get paid when they're sick. And what happens is it affects their end of the month. Like, they're not going to be able to make rent. They're going to be short on their groceries. Their bills are going to get behind. And so when they get sick, when our, you know, workers in San Antonio that don't have paid sick time get sick, it really impacts their lives. Now, if you have a family and you have children and your child gets sick, you want to be there to help your child get better. And there are many families, single moms, there are families, single dads, all throughout the city that then have to take time out from their work to take care of their child, and they don't get paid for those days. A lot of us in San Antonio do have paid sick time, and we enjoy that standard and we've become accustomed to it. But it's the lowest wage workers that often lack paid sick time.
Okay. And what industries do these workers represent?
So it's the hospitality industry. Those are hotel workers. Those are industry that services tourists. Those are restaurant workers. Mm-hmm. But then there's also the service industry, which also includes retail. Mm-hmm. So all of those folks that we're talking about work the lowest wage jobs. They're often part-time. Mm-hmm. They're often hourly wages. And so they're also the community members that are interacting with the public most. Mm-hmm. So you've got cashiers, you've got people cooking food, you've got servers, you've got bartenders, and they're interacting with us day to day. You're also talking about childcare workers, home health nurses. So all of these folks are interacting with the public, and they're the ones that can't take time off when they're sick. So we're hard workers, right? We in San Antonio, we pride ourselves in being tough, and we're, you know, we're working day in and day out. Well, what happens is we go to work sick. Because our, you know, we can't afford to take a day off. And so that then creates this crisis around contagious, getting people sick out there in the community. And then the flu, no wonder it was such a huge deal last year and in previous seasons, that the flu has really become an epidemic level. And guess what? It's those cities that have paid sick time that actually have lower flu infection rates.
Okay, so, well, Jolene, this
a lot.
This issue is hitting home because I'm one of those 300,000 plus people that I do not enjoy paid sick time. I haven't since 2011. I'm lucky. I'm moving into a position that's going to enable me to have sick time, and I feel that's a privilege, you know. And this is, having lived it for so many years myself, I know this is one of these issues that we need to meet head on with our officials.
Yeah.
So, Jolene, this is my next question, is why is it then a city issue instead of a state or a federal issue, or are you working on many fronts?
So the state in Texas, the state legislature has failed us so many times. Mm-hmm. They do not proactively work to get our workers, the working people of San Antonio and of many cities in Texas, the rights we deserve. You talked about it being a privilege. Actually, in many states and mm-hmm. cities across the United States, it's a standard.
It's a right.
It's a right, it's a right. And a, yes. And a basic mm-hmm. standard. And so
it should be.
That's where we want to get here in San Antonio. We want to get to the point where we feel that it is part of living a dignified life, a, mm-hmm. a life of dignity and a workplace of dignity to have paid sick time. And so if it's good enough for full-time workers
yep.
and for folks in white-collar jobs, it is good enough and should be a basic standard and a right for every worker. And so the reason that in the state level we haven't gone that route is because the state is inhospitable. Like it's not open to helping workers. And right now, the cities are often filling the gaps mm-hmm. for what the state doesn't do.
So there's a trend here then that the issues are really focusing on the local. What can we do locally to improve our way of living as and our basic rights?
And it's day-to-day reality. This mm-hmm. is an issue that is so important because it can impact so many people and their lives right away. So it's very rare that you can go to the ballot box or you can go and support an issue mm-hmm. that will have an impact for so many people right away. And we're talking about, you know, people that are our neighbors, people that are all across the city. It sure. isn't just one part of town. Mm-hmm. So you can have a real impact by getting involved with the paid sick time campaign and have an impact for many lives.
Well, Jolene, what can our listeners do to voice their opinion on this issue? What's coming up?
So we've been organizing throughout San Antonio. Many you have may have seen us out there with petitions. We circulated a petition and we garnered 144,000 signatures.
Whoa.
And that's a people.
Oh, that's a lot.
It's amazing. And yeah. actually, that's the most I've ever mm-hmm. seen collected on a petition for San Antonio. We're going to do a hearing that is just focused on this issue, and we're going to let everybody come and weigh in. Now, the interesting thing that they've done about this is it seems like the business community has gotten the heads up
okay.
on us, and they're already coming out to get us and making sure that they stop us in our tracks from getting paid sick time. Because, and it is not really led by the mom and pop shops. This opposition is being led by huge corporations that are using small businesses as their fronts to try to stop workers from getting advancements in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
So we're up against a huge, huge industry that has a lot of money, and we're here trying to stand for workers, right? But it's folks like on the national level, the National Business Association that supposedly advocates for small businesses, mm-hmm. but they really advocate for large restaurant industries, for large corporations that are backed by the Koch mm-hmm. brothers. And so all of those interests and all that money is starting to come here to San Antonio
mm-hmm.
and starting to try to push us because they
feel. I think we all see that.
Yeah.
yeah.
So they're going to be here, and we want the voice of La Gente de San Antonio
mm-hmm.
to come out and to be in support of this, because if we don't stand up for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
then we're not going to be given our rights. You have to demand your rights. You have to actually work to get your voice heard. And when you do that, you realize your own power and you realize that together we can accomplish things like paid sick time for workers. And we can accomplish so much more, because this is just a campaign that builds.
Mm-hmm.
It builds on us being able to work together and build relationships so that we then achieve our goals.
Well, the working class is the majority.
It is.
And I'm pretty impressed that you were able to garner about a third of the people impacted mm-hmm. in through those signatures.
That's right.
So that's a lot of groundwork that you're covering here, right? So Wednesday, what's happening on August 8th?
So Wednesday, August 8th at 5:30 p.m., we are asking folks to come out for the mayor's public hearing on paid sick time. It's an opportunity for people to be there and be present and stand up for paid sick time. It'll be at City Council Chambers
mm-hmm.
at 114 West Commerce downtown. And we're offering folks rides to come out to the hearing. And we're also organizing folks from all across San Antonio to come out and to speak out on that day.
Okay. So, public transport there because parking is always
a challenge.
Yeah. So where are these buses or transportation, where are those leaving from?
So we have a bus leaving from Texas Organizing Project on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll, if you need to get in touch with us, we have both a Facebook page and a phone number.
Okay.
You can call us at 210-387-7858. You also can reach us on our Facebook page. That is Working Texans for Paid Sick Time.
All right. Well, thank you, Jolene, for being here. We appreciate it. Thank you all for listening. This is Radio Esperanza 101.5 KEPJ LPFM, La Voz de la Gente.